This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
I'm mulling some ideas here. Yeah,
thinking about it.
I've got some ideas.
Yeah,
we're gonna go into the business of grifting. I think at this point.
Why? Because Trump is doing more of that already.
Got more product to sell, even though he doesn't really need the money at this point, no, right? He's just gonna make money while he's president, which is. You can't do it. It's unconstitutional. Well, but we found out that the Constitution doesn't mean a damn thing.
Doesn't mean it. Just a piece of paper with a bunch of old writing on it.
So here we are, the John and Gordy in the Morning Show, the great unknown morning show, kept secret by Civic Media, prevented from going statewide. Too risky, man. Way too risky.
But people can listen to us anywhere on the app. So, we're worldwide.
Right.
Oh,
you just let it out of the bag. Worldwide. Oh, man, now everybody can listen to us.
Yeah. Sam, how are you doing this morning?
I'm doing good. Yeah, okay. I was going to point out, Sherry has already sent us a good morning text.
Oh, my
text.
Gosh. No kidding.
You know, she is right on top of things.
How did she do that?
I don't know. You know, I notice I listen to Schwabe, pretty much every evening or first thing in the morning.
On the way in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Sherry texts into her or to his show.
Exactly.
All the time.
She texts everybody, I think.
Yeah, she must listen 24/7.
We'd love to meet Sherry one time.
Yeah.
Somewhere, anywhere.
Yeah. That'd be great. Anyway.
Yeah.
So you mentioned.
Go ahead.
What, did we even say what people are listening to right now?
92.7 WMDX? No, we didn't say that.
They just know who we are.
I was going to ask, John, what are your ideas for this new grift that you want to start?
What are you thinking about here?
What do you want to sell?
Well, I am thinking at this point that we should sell the John and Gordy guitar.
Well, Trump is now selling guitars.
That's right, he is.
I didn't know he was interested in guitars or even plays guitar. Well, does he play guitar?
He's one-upping us because we had a different version of a guitar that we wanted to sell, the John and Gordy personally signed guitar. Yeah. He's selling the limited edition 45 guitar, only 1,300 of these guitars, acoustic and electric. I'm not quite sure how you combine those two, but
it's an acoustic electric.
It is an acoustic electric.
Yeah, it's like a BB King guitar. Gibson 335. This one is not that nice.
And some
it's a knockoff.
And some will be signed personally by him.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
He's going to sign those guitars.
And while people mull over whether they can afford to buy eggs and bacon in the store, he's selling these guitars for $1,500 a piece.
Well, he's got to make some. I'm sure it's all for charity, right? Because he's got a. He's banned from having charities anymore, right?
Yeah. So I think he's obviously. Picked up the scent that John and Gordy were going to put out a guitar.
Well, he's got sources everywhere.
Yeah. So. Yeah, that's right. We're being spied upon.
Oh, he listens to the show.
Yeah. So the John and Gordy guitar that we were going to auction off. Now we'll just eventually, I think at this point, give away as a prize sometime.
Well, how about ukuleles? Those are cheap.
We could do that too. No, that would be even a better idea.
We could mail them out.
Yeah. Okay. So, well, sadly, okay.
You know, well,
The John and Gordy China set is still in the works.
What do you mean? We're gonna
come out with personalized plates.
Plates?
Yes.
Okay. Where are we gonna get these plates? Well, like a thrift shops or something, or rummage sales,
no,
or
no,
this, auction.
These are
going to be professionally handmade, hand painted right. with your guys' face
these,
on them.
These are handcrafted plates from another era that we will adopt.
Okay,
they're going to be so nice you don't even want to eat off of them. You just display them in the cabinet all year long,
and you can't because the ink on the sticker that we put in the center of that plate could bleed, and you don't want to do that,
you know,
because these are special plates.
Great promotional ideas, and we can give all the money that we make to charity, right?
Exactly. We give it back to the people when we buy these things at the charities. We're giving them back to the charities.
It's a perfect circle.
It is.
I like it. Okay.
It's because we care. Right?
We do care.
All right.
Oh, boy, it's cloudy. We had some snow overnight. Yeah, some flurries.
Not good.
Yeah, we had some flurries this morning. They're still kind of out there, and most of it to the east of us.
We had snow all day long yesterday.
Yeah, it just didn't stick much.
It was like pellets as you went outside, and the wind blew these snow pellets against your skin.
Okay.
It wasn't good. And we had I think it's either a coyote or a fox running along the road in front of my home in Middleton. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, you've heard the story Savannah Marissa Tomei has been telling about these two foxes running around.
That's right. Yeah.
And
one was injured.
One of them was sickly.
Well,
injured? Yeah.
Injured.
Maybe that was one of those foxes.
It could be. There was a guy who stopped on the road in front of my house. Mm-hmm. He was watching the fox. Mm-hmm. He had his headlights on because it was a little dark, I guess. But it was really cool watching that fox.
Yeah.
No, I don't know if it was a fox or not. I mean, it was silverish, I thought.
Okay.
But my wife said, no, they're seeing foxes around here. Yeah, so I thought,
okay. All right.
You know. And then I said, it's a silver fox.
Okay. All right. It's 12 minutes past. Let's check the rest of the weather. It's cold this morning.
We're
29 degrees.
Yeah.
Let's check the afternoon high temperature. Let's get the lottery ball machine going.
There we go.
Got to get the balls out.
Yep.
Watch them bounce around, see what the afternoon high is. First ball is a 4. Second ball, come on. It's a 1. 41 for a high today. Look for a little bit more snow this afternoon.
A lot of people don't know that that's battery operated.
Battery operated.
So,
what kind of batteries does it take?
It's energy efficient. We use a lot of energy efficient.
Are those D cell batteries, the big ones?
Batteries can be energy efficient, but I guess they're not good for the environment, right?
Yeah.
Right.
How do you get
rid
of them?
These are rechargeables.
Oh.
So,
okay. Yeah. That's good. Okay.
We're working on it, you know. These are the things we're doing for you.
Okay. Let's get to the National Day calendar. Why not?
All right. Let's
do that. Can't dance and it's too wet to plow.
Yeah, that's
13 minutes past the hour. Is it or is it not the Great American Smokeout Day? Is it or is it not National Stuffing Day? How about National Red Mitten Day? Or National Gingerbread Cookie Day? National Rural Health Day? Or National Alarm Clock Day? Which day is it?
Well, I'm going to take a wild shot at this. National Alarm Clock Day. Wow.
You're right.
You're
right. Wow. How did you get
surprised?
That's amazing.
Just amazing. You almost fooled us.
Oh, you got it right. You get a shiny new dime added to your account. You get a great big bonus check at the end of the year. Okay. You didn't think Alarm Clock Day could possibly be a day? I think it might be coming up. We'll find out.
God.
National Rural Health Day. People out in the country, out in the boonies, you know, people in the rural areas, they're celebrating National Rural Health Day. A little bit difficult in some of those areas where clinics and hospitals are shutting down.
That's
doctors
right.
are leaving the profession. Nurses are hanging it up. You know, what are we going to do? Over 60 million Americans live and work in rural communities. 60 million Americans. And they, some of them are not close to, you know, health clinics and mm-hmm. have to travel a long yeah. way. So this is a day to just recognize that.
Yeah.
And the people that do work in the health communities out in the rural areas. Okay.
Just want to let them know they have chosen this path.
Well,
they don't okay. they don't have to have, you know, rural hospitals closing down on them. They, you know, and traveling long distances to get help, even for a simple emergency.
Yeah. Well, what do you mean? They, I mean, they live
voted,
out there.
They voted for this.
Ah, okay. To get rid of hospitals.
They voted for clinics. Politicians who don't care and won't fund those hospitals and clinics to keep them open. Yeah. So they have brought this on themselves, and I guess it's not that important because they'd voted that way again.
Well, maybe they'll reconsider next time. It's National Gingerbread Cookie Day. Who likes gingerbread cookies? Anybody? Nobody? You like them, Sam?
I love
them.
I love gingerbread.
Do you really?
Oh, yeah. They're, it's excellent.
They're bad for your teeth, aren't they? They're crunchy.
No. They're cookies.
National Red Mitten Day. What's this about? Red mittens. Mm-hmm. Do you think this has a cause attached to it? Canada, it says on these red mittens. It represents the Canadian Olympic pride. It's a Canadian. It's a Canadian holiday.
What is Canadian stuff doing on the national day calendar?
That doesn't seem right. This is not international day calendar. It's a national day calendar.
I suppose it is a website, and you can access it from Canada. So these could be
probably
national days in Canada as well. Yeah.
Okay. So good for the Canadians. Let's
move on. Are those mittens? Those are mittens, right?
They were. What? Yeah. The picture?
Yeah.
National Stuffing Day.
Boy, so many
I mean, this one feels like a fake day to me. National Stuffing Day?
Yeah.
Why would we have a day devoted to stuffing?
Well, you know, there's different kinds of stuffing.
Do you make your own stuffing for your
turkey? Yeah. We actually do. Cranberries just add so much to stuffing, I think.
Yeah. Mm. It's a great American smokeout for you folks that are still smoking those ciggies. You know, you want to quit? This is the day. We have one day a year where you can quit or attempt to quit or try to quit, maybe throw them away, you know, throw them down the garbage disposal. Each year on the third Thursday in November, the American Cancer Society sponsors the Great American Smokeout. Remember, this was a really big deal when they first started this.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, smoking's not that great for you.
No.
Not really a good, healthy thing to do. So there are benefits to one day without cigarettes. After just 20 minutes without a cigarette, the heart rate drops. So does your blood pressure. 12 hours later, the body will cleanse the carbon monoxide from the last cigarette mm-hmm. that you smoked from the body. So, you know. It doesn't take much to quit if you can get past the first few days.
Right,
and
exactly.
Then another week or two, pretty much you're done.
I've heard it both ways that you can get over many years of smoking. Your body repairs itself.
It does.
But then a lot of people say it really doesn't.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
Well, take it. Take it for what it's worth. Okay, 18 minutes past the hour. What's trending in our world and what's happening on the history books coming up?
In a winter wonderland.
You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
You can ask me what's trending. What's trending? You can ask me what's trending. What's trending? You can ask me what's trending. 92.7
WMDX. We've got What's Trending right here on the program.
Yeah.
Johnny Gordy in the morning.
Wow. I thought we were going to do the history books too, right?
Yeah. We're going to do that first, but
okay.
I just want to let everybody know that we've got What's Trending, and boy, this
give us a hint.
This Trump guitar is really taking off. It is, you know.
It's a nice looking guitar.
It's fun to see what people are doing to this. And if you go to X, and we're all moving over to Blue Sky, but, you know, we're going to kind of keep X alive and well.
Sure.
We'll go back to it. You know, we got all our friends and our connections and, you know.
Yeah. But a lot of people.
And follows there yet still. But we're all making that transition, so in that transitional time, we'll still take a look, and it's fun to see what they're doing with the guitar.
Have there been any endorsements by famous rock musicians?
Not yet. But let's get to the birthdays and history first here before we get into this.
I didn't realize we were getting to that. Let's open the book.
All right. Okay. Oh God. No. Oh God. No. No. God.
Oh poor Sam. Oh. Jeez. You got to get a mask.
God.
You know?
You should hire somebody just to open the book for me so I don't got to keep suffering this every day.
We'll work on that. Get you an assistant.
Well, we got the cleaning crew in here. Just open the book for you before you get in.
Good idea. Today in 17... We touched on this like a couple months ago. Some of the very first human flight... I must have gotten it wrong a couple months ago because the very first flight that we talked about back in, I think, August it was, didn't even involve a human. They had animals on board.
Oh.
It was a hot air balloon in France in 1783.
Well, that sounds cruel, actually.
Wow. Just send them up and see what happens.
Yeah, I mean, kind of. That's what they did. But all three of them, I think it was a goose, a chicken, and like a small pig.
God. A small what?
A small pig.
Oh, God.
They all landed safely, and nobody expected them to survive, but they did.
You know who started that?
What?
The immigrants. This is what they did to pets back then.
Yeah.
Okay.
Today, though, marks...
A goose, a pig, and a chicken?
Don't quote me on what animals it was, but I think it was a goose, a pig, and a chicken. I could be wrong about that.
Sounds like
a song. Walk into a bar and...
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. Today marks the very first human flight in a hot air balloon, though.
All right.
Untethered,
yes.
Oh, they were really taking a chance.
Yeah, they were. What if they just went up into the air and they never came back?
I know.
Crazy stuff. Yeah. Let's see. Today in 1877, some audio history. Yeah. The phonograph is announced to the public in Scientific American.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
The invention of the world by storm.
What song could that? I mean, they didn't have records yet, did they? They
wouldn't have
had
records.
Who made the first record to play on the phonograph?
Egg or chicken, right?
Yeah. I don't know.
I guess. Well,
so you have a phonograph to play a record that no one ever played before on a phonograph.
When they were brand new, people didn't even think about using them to record music. They were just like voice. To record speech, yeah. It took them like 30 years to figure out that the music industry could be a thing.
Okay.
Well, that's true.
Yeah.
Anything else on this date?
Let's see. Einstein.
What?
You want to get through this, don't you?
Move along.
Okay.
Crack the whip.
Today in 1905, Einstein publishes his paper that gave the famous equation E equals MC squared.
John, what is
up with you right now?
I don't know. I must have put some kind of laughing gas in my coffee.
I guess.
Speaking of that, Chris Cameron will be here a little bit later on. Rock and Roll
Dentist. Have some laughing gas.
Maybe he'll bring some nitrous oxide along with him. What is E equals MC squared? What does that mean, Sam? Tell us.
It's the energy mass equivalence formula, which is
the
fancy way of saying if you split an atom, it makes a lot of energy.
Yeah.
How did he figure that out?
I don't know. I'm not a physicist.
Mm.
Did he have a record player?
I'm sure he did.
Okay. Okay.
I think John wants to move on.
This is really informative.
Some movie history for you, John.
Yes, I'd love that.
Today, 1931, the horror classic Frankenstein is released.
Incredible. Mm. What a great film.
I still haven't seen it.
Really?
What?
Yeah, I've never seen the original. I got to watch it.
Oh, it is gorgeous looking. Yeah. It is really a great print. Man, I'm telling you, that black and white back then, just fantastic.
Ooh, scary.
You have to see that. And Dracula, by the way, also. It's a dream world that you get into in these old black and white movies, especially Frankenstein and Dracula. It just broke the mold. It was great stuff.
I got to watch them.
Of course, you know a little bit, a takeoff on, you know, the German films.
Okay.
That were out at the time, which were very artsy.
All right. Anybody else born on this date? Or
have you ever heard of Voltaire?
Oh, you mean the versatile and prolific writer producing works in almost every literary form, including plays, poems, novels, essays, histories, and other stuff? No, never heard of him.
It's like you almost wrote the biography on the guy.
Never heard of him.
Yeah. Famous French philosopher back in the 1700s. He, in part, inspired the French Revolution.
No.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Good for him.
So enough about that guy, though.
We got a little bit of time here for trending. No.
Well, I thought it was the guitar thing. What else do we have in trending besides the
guitar? Here's the guitar thing, okay? Here's they're starting to rub it in to the left. And this is the actual X tweet here. Libs are wailing again, poor things. Oh, Trump unveils limited edition American Eagle guitars, and people are fretting. Oh,
that's a good one.
The line includes both electric and acoustic guitars, and prices range from $1,500 for a basic electric to $10,000 for a guitar autographed by Trump. Oh, my God. And they got a little picture here, a little GIF, and it's a woman kind of drying her eyes, her tears in her eyes. You know, Libs are crying. Yes. We're not crying. We're just angry that he beat us to the punch, you know, with the John and Gordy personally signed guitars.
So if it's okay for him to grift, it should be okay for everybody.
That's right.
All politicians.
Yeah.
All of them.
Right.
Yeah.
You can benefit. You can make a lot of money.
Everybody can
getting
make
a political
lot of
position
money.
Nowadays.
It's all about the money. Yeah. Okay.
Well, he's making this normal. He's normalized this crap, right? You know, coming out with the $2 bills. He came out with a $2 bill with his face on it, then one with him and JD on it, and now it's him on both sides as the 45th and 47th president. This is insane. People are buying $2 bills.
I know. It is 6:29.
Grift.
Right around the corner, it's Idiocracy on John and Gordy in the Morning.
You're an organ donor, right? Well, here's a tragic fact. Approximately 20 people die each day waiting for precious donated organs. You could make a life-saving decision simply by getting that important dot on your driver's license. That little dot shows those who need to know that you've made a decision to donate organs at a critical time. Go to heroicdeed.com to learn more about the importance of organ donation and how you can make your wishes known. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. HeroicDeed.com.
The eggs are runny, the toast is soggy, the bacon's burnt, the coffee's cold. Welcome to the John and Gordy Show on 92.7 WMDX.
Yes, coffee.
Another fantastic morning. Snowfall, ice on the windows.
Yeah.
It's all come back to us.
Winter is here.
Yeah.
It's cold. 29 degrees, high near 41 today. This portion of the John and Gordy Show brought to you by Verlo Mattress of Madison. Sleep better and dream bigger on a handcrafted Verlo mattress available on Madison's East and West Signs or online at verlo.com. It's 6:35. And, you know, I mentioned it was Idiocracy, but it's really the Busted Pencil segment right now. But
that's right.
We're talking about Idiocracy with the Department of Education being dismantled. And that's what's going to happen, right?
That's right.
And so we welcome Dr. Tim Slecker into our conversation this morning.
As we always do each and every Thursday morning.
Yep.
Welcome.
Good morning, Tim. How are you?
Can't be well.
No, I can't be well, but I don't know that the dismantling now, it looks more like it's being set up for a suplex or a pile driver.
Yes, Linda McMahon from WWE is going to take it over and going to turn it into a circus.
I think Kimmel said it best when he said, what the WWF is going on?
What do you think about this, Tim? I mean, this
was a shocker because I know you guys, you know, mentioned on your podcast that Ryan Walters, superintendent of schools in Oklahoma, really had his eye on this job. And as you mentioned, he's been doing this for a long time, you know, gearing up to be the next head of the Department of Education.
Yeah, I called that on the Busted Pencils podcast, Classes in Session. I put out I said by the end of this week there would be an announcement for the Secretary of Education, and I you know, declared quite forcefully that it was going to be Ryan Walters. I was wrong.
How could you be wrong on this? I mean, didn't you even have any idea that Linda McMahon was running?
You know, that's the thing is, yeah, I did not see Linda McMahon at all in this thing of, you know,
shocker.
I mean, it was a shocker, but, you know, she was actually really gunning for the Commerce Secretary. You look at this.
Really?
Yeah. And so this is her consolation prize. But, you know, Ryan Walters is talking about this. It's interesting about him is this is the state superintendent from Oklahoma who's been really, you know, he's been truly auditioning for this part for the last 2 years. Last week, you know, released the Office of Religious Freedom and Patriotism. And then demanded all Oklahoma superintendents, principals share a video of him praying for this.
Right.
The funny thing about him is that I was just he actually was qualified to do the job because despite the last 2 years with his craziness, this is a you know he's an award winning history teacher. He's been in the classroom. He's been an administrator. It's just you know he made this turn to kind of become this MAGA person, but you know and maybe I got sucked in by thinking maybe Trump was going to actually go with qualifications. I should have seen and should have known that we were not going to go the qualifications route at all. But yeah, Linda McMahon, you know, she supposedly likes kids.
There you go. Yeah.
Well, I've seen video of her slapping around her daughter and her son in a wrestling ring and knocking people out and stuff. She really likes her kids.
Well, I didn't say her. We never like our own kids. We like other people's kids. Well,
that's true because we have an example. I have audio of Linda McMahon in the first part of this. You'll hear her daughter threatening to slap her mom.
Okay,
Linda McMahon.
Yeah.
But McMahon actually, you know, Linda.
Yeah.
Beats her to the punch and knocks her daughter to the mat. Oh. And then in the second cut, her daughter does hit Linda, and she's knocked out. And then in the third cut, we hear her son hitting his mom and knocking her out. So this is it's very quick. Let's listen to this.
Okay.
Can you play it there?
Okay. All right, here we go.
Just remember, like you told me when I was a little girl, this is going to hurt me a lot worse than it hurts you.
Get her!
Oh, Linda hit her daughter.
You're simply a conniving...
What? That's her mother! Stephanie struck her mother down! Stephanie slapped her own mother!
You're hurting me.
Who's the worst now, Mom?
Shane,
who's the worst now? Who's the worst now?
You're hurting me.
That's just too bad.
Let
who's the worst now? Who's the worst now?
Oh, no.
Wow.
She slapped her son?
She slapped her son, yeah.
Oh, man.
You want to slap me in the face?
Huh?
You know what that feels like to be slapped in the face? You know what? You're just about to find out what that feels like to get slapped in the face.
By another wrestler.
Ooh. Oh, no.
Linda McMahon goes down for
the
count.
That's it.
A lot of slapping going on there.
Well, I'm sorry, I take it back. She is qualified. Wow.
She's not going to take anything from anybody, that's for sure.
You know, this is going to hurt me more than it's going to hurt you.
Yeah.
There was one scene where a wrestler was doing the pile driver, right?
Yeah, the pile driver.
Yeah.
Had her upside down.
Yeah. And then the pile driver, you know, they drop to their knees and the person's head hits the mat.
That's right.
But no, her head wasn't anywhere close to the mat.
But she was still knocked out.
She was still knocked out.
Oh, yeah.
Crazy how that happens?
Yeah.
And we were talking about the qualifications of Ryan Walters. Let's listen to a little snippet of Ryan Walters on CNN. Listen to the. Oh, can you play it? Can you play it as cut 114?
Here we go.
The question, where is your authority specifically coming from? As you know, thousands of people, including parents who signed a petition to impeach you with more than 14,000 signatures at last check, say this is government overreach and you're taking control away from local parents, local school boards and parents over their kids. What do you say to that, and where is your authority coming from to enforce this prayer video to be played in schools?
You know, I appreciate you pushing that left-wing narrative here, but here's the reality.
It's not a left-wing narrative. I'm literally talking about a petition that parents have signed that's gotten more than 14,000 signatures that have raised this issue.
The Constitution's pretty clear on religious liberty. The Constitution's crystal clear on religious liberty. I know the left doesn't want our kids to know anything about the role the Bible played in America.
All right. Now, you said he was an award-winning history teacher, Tim.
Right.
What's happened here?
You know, the I don't know. Maybe the Trump derangement syndrome actually works the other way around. The attraction of power, the Constitution. I mean, he's, I guess, kind of right about the Constitution and religion. The Constitution says that, you know, we will not force any state mandated religion on you. I don't know. Maybe he's got a different constitution that says you're supposed to. It's all crazy. What would have happened had he been there? I mean, he really aligned when you listen to when you listen to Donald Trump's 10-point plan for education. I mean, he was there, you know, getting prayer back in the classroom. I mean, he really wanted that. Maybe from a dismantling, though, of the Department of Education and remembering that was goal one of Trump.
Yeah.
Linda McMahon probably makes the most sense right now because, you know, I mean, she's got the ability to slap, pal drive, take things apart. But I mean, she really is there, and she's going to push forward, though, this other movement that they have really been saying, which is, you know, a mandated federal voucher system to send kids to private schools all over the country.
Yeah. Do you want to take a call?
Yeah, we got a couple of calls here waiting, John.
All right. Let's go to CJ.
Good morning, CJ.
Welcome to the program.
Morning, gentlemen.
Hello.
Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
You know, as I listen to you criticize, I'd like you to read the reading proficiency of America's students for the last 4 years.
Mm-hmm. So if you introduce the Bible and Christianity into the schools, everybody will read much better. Is that what you're saying to me?
I would say that there wouldn't be a Linda McMahon and there wouldn't be number 47 Trump if the Biden-Harris administration and the Department of Education would do a decent job teaching our kids instead of indoctrinating our kids.
But you don't think that Trump is indoctrinating people with Christianity and making people more patriotic, twisting history into some...
So I know you want to deflect from the reading scores, but why don't you be honest and read the scores to us?
Well, we have a teacher right here. Let's talk to Tim. Let's talk to Tim about the reading scores.
CJ, good to hear from you. We always appreciate it when you called Busted Pencils. Love it. Pointing out that there are reading achievement scores that show that some students aren't reading at, you know, either grade level or proficiency. I mean, those are statistics that are out there. Where do you attach them? Okay, recognizing that actually, though, that when we talk about reading at grade level, not proficiency, and this is one of the things that those scores don't really tell us, is that well over 70+% of students are reading at quote grade level. Proficiency is the highest level out there, which is, you know, reading way above and beyond. And so when people say, you know, 2/3 of our students aren't reading proficiently, well, I guess that's true. And that's just the problem with actually classifying, but we should be talking about reading at grade level. Now, the reality of what is it that contributes to those low reading scores, guess what? It has everything to do with out-of-school factors, mostly, largely, poverty, and therefore the government's inability to step up and take people and help them out of poverty. The number one contributor to low reading, illiteracy, is poverty. Has nothing to do with teachers, has nothing to do with the Department of Education. So I would love to talk about the contributing realities that create challenges for students to actually achieve in school, because that would be an incredibly powerful conversation where we could really do some serious, you know, lifting to help people do better. But we have to be really willing to address the real causes of illiteracy. The number one cause of illiteracy is poverty. Mm-hmm. And until we want to address that. So, CJ, I mean, I love having these conversations with CJ. I just want us to stay focused on what we should be talking about.
Right. Well, you know, we did cut poverty in half during COVID. Mm-hmm. We knew that, you know, increasing the child tax credit dramatically took these kids out of poverty. And we actually proved it with that experiment during COVID. Right. And we could have continued it because we had proof that it worked.
Yeah, thank you for pointing that out. I mean, because that typically then is the comeback. Well, we can't control that. Actually, we can control that way more than we can actually take and control the ability of parents to actually make that commitment to reading to their kids and books and all those things. So it's a complex, but it, you know, again, the reading proficiency scores and Linda McMahon, I'm not so sure. I mean, I don't know, maybe, you know, if we can put together some wrestling summer camps and get kids, you know, to learn to pile drivers. Yeah. Well, and then while they're learning pile drivers and suplexes, they can have a little bit of reading recess in between there and then really learning how to slap your parents.
Yes, that's it.
Smack them around.
This is all like a Three Stooges episode.
That seems like it. Yeah. Talking with Dr. Tim Slecker from Busted Pencils, and we've got a lot more straight ahead of us here. You can give us a call, 608-879-8255, or text us, same number, 879-TALK, or way is the Civic Media app.
There is a theory that he's putting these incompetent people in these positions so that he could actually make the final decision and make it look like, you know, he's coming to the rescue if there's any problems with the people he's putting in these departments.
So you put in a catastrophe to begin with, so that then you can go and fix the catastrophe you created.
Exactly. Yeah,
and things that won't be as bad as they could have been.
It's a strategy.
I don't know.
All right.
Sounds crazy to me.
Strategery.
Yes. Harkening back to George W. Well, anyway, 6:49, back with more with Dr. Tim Slecker from Busted Pencils.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
WMDX, John and Gordy in the morning. And we're talking to Tim Slecker from Busted Pencils, and we're talking about education. I love the way you guys talking about education.
Education,
yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, a lot of things are going on with religion in schools. We're talking about how that's not going to happen. Ryan Walters is not going to be the head of the department now. Not going to be able to, you know, put some kind of national Christianity in our school systems.
Right.
But Texas is trying to do that.
Sure.
Let's listen to a little cut here about what's happening in Texas. 131.
Okay.
Right, let's play that.
The new curriculum being considered by the state school board is written for elementary classes.
I just think that if we try to let too much be taken over by any one religion, we risk damaging the experience of children who have differing beliefs.
The Bluebonnet curriculum covers kindergarten through fifth grade. Several lessons incorporate well-known Bible stories. One, on the Golden Rule, mentions the Sermon on the Mount, along with how other religions have variations of it. The story of the prodigal son and the Good Samaritan. Some lessons on classical art note how stories from Genesis were used by painters. And there's a study section on poetry that mentions the Book of Psalms.
The students, the schools who will use this resource, they are the experiment. They will be the ones who will determine if this is effective or not. It's a radically different teaching methodology.
My vote is mainly because my concern, like I think everyone on the board, is that we take care of the reading problem. And I simply do not think that this is the program that will take care of making all the children learn to read.
Does it work? Well, I have a school district in my SBOE district that did it. And I went and watched it. I've watched it. I've sat in the classrooms. And I think it works.
School districts would be offered a financial incentive to help pay for the purchase of the materials.
Okay.
There you go.
You had an eyewitness who said he thinks it works.
Yeah.
Hey, I was sitting there and I looked. And
saw it happen.
Gosh darn it, it looked to me like there was some learning going on. I say we buy this curriculum across the entire state of Texas. I was watching this story develop, and again, you know, they're trying to use the position that you know, it's not indoctrination to use religion, because actually the study of religion, big religion, is, you know, something very worthwhile. And in fact, you know, being an old social studies teacher, it's one of those things that's like, yeah, if you really want to understand the world and understand history, I'll even put it history, understanding of the world's religions and how they've contributed to the shaping of our world today is an incredibly important topic. And in fact, one that we don't do very well with. And so they're taking that argument and then substituting, though, by saying, and so therefore, to address what Dr. Schlecker just said, here's a curriculum that teaches about religion. Yes, we're going to mention some other religions, but we're going to use Judeo-Christianity as the, you know, the medium of which to help instruct everybody about world religions. And the problem is that what happens is that it really becomes an indoctrination of white Christian nationalism.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And I have a little story of my own here. My older son had world religion in his high school, and it was fantastic. He loved the course because he found out so many things about other religions and how they interact.
Yeah, and actually I've pushed this many times, and actually when you get into actually talking about really deep world comparative religions, the white Christian nationalists hate it. Mm-hmm. I used to do this with an activity with students who were about to be teachers, and I would have them read, you know, some what are called creation stories from across the world. You know, of, you know, dragons living in the heart, in the center of the universe, and then having some kind of explosion, and, you know, all these fantastical things about how the universe is created with just these really far out ideas. And then I throw Genesis at them. Mm-hmm. And then ask them, you know, and look at it. And my goodness, Genesis has got all of these crazy ideas happening that are just like all, and then you get this kind of doubtful look on their face of going, well, but our fantastical creation story is true, though, Dr. Schlecker. Mm. You know, and you're like, okay, so our crazy story is true, right. But the other crazy stories, they're just crazy.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Doesn't make much sense.
But doing that, though, introduces doubt around the idea of one single religion being absolutely truthful. And so the reality of teaching about religions, that actually is something that the right, and particularly white Christian nationalists, are very fearful of, because that introduces the possibility, as you were saying with your son, at a minimum, people might start to appreciate other religions.
That's true. And that's what he took away from the course. I thought it was a great class, because I've been against, you know, teaching, you know, Christianity in schools. So I was really appreciative of what our school was offering.
Well, Dr. Tim Schlecker, that is it for this time around. But we want to remind people they can get the Busted Pencils podcast. They drop with new ones Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, and then the show also on Saturday.
Saturday, 3 o'clock, one full hour.
There you go.
And by the way, I just wanted to pass along a good morning to my friend Tim from Sherry out in Horicon.
Yeah.
Oh, I love Sherry.
I know.
Hey, Sherry.
I know.
we miss Sherry every day.
Yeah.
All right, Tim. Thanks for joining us again.
Thanks, guys.
All right.
Coming up in our next hour here, Dr. Chris Kammer, the rock and roll dentist, will be with us.
Drilling people's teeth this morning.
We'll get into that.
As we were saying,
let the sun shine.
It's the John and Gordy Show.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.